Today's epistle lesson will be on the Pew Bible, page 964, 1 Timothy, chapter 4, 11 through 16. These are the things you must insist on and teach. Let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love, in faith and purity. Until I arrive, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhorting, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through prophecy with the laying of the hands. By the counsel of the elders, put these things into practice. Devote yourself to them so that all may see your progress. Pay close attention to yourself, to youth teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this you will save both yourself and your hearers. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks to God. Amen.
With this month being Laity Month, the youth have decided to base our sermonettes on laity. What does laity mean to the youth, or even to you? Webster's definition of laity is the body of religious worshipers as distinguished from the clergy. The importance of laity is that in most Protestant churches, they stress the role of laity of the church members who are not the clergy. They expect these people to participate in the service through singing and prayer, and often encourage them to participate in the leading of worship and even to preach. Such participation establishes a sense of community in which God's word may be heard and his relationship to humanity is understood. So how are the youth helping the church as far as laity goes? Many of us are part of many groups in the church, such as the choir, the praise team, card ministry, the FFF, the United Methodist Men, and the carousels. I could have each youth stand up and let you know which group they are part of, but we are not in these groups for recognition. We do them for the glory of God. Hypothetically speaking, the youth of this church are your future, God's future. The youth here at St. Matthew's are just as involved as the elders in the church are. Our last two big projects within the church was a painting of the youth room. If you haven't seen it, you might want to go see it after church. And we also helped with the cleaning of the sanctuary for the homecoming service. There have been a lot of other projects, such as cleaning and sanitizing the nursery during one of our lock-ins and helping with the lawn work at one time. We have also raised money for our mission trips, the college fund, and the emergency fund. We don't do these activities because we have to. We do them for God. As Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13 says, "If you are faithfully obeying the commands I am giving you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." The youth also help in yearly activities such as vacation Bible school, day camp, and hosting at the Sweetheart Banquet. One of our youth members is also in charge of making sure who is acolyting each Sunday. Also, because of that youth member joining the United Methodist Men, we are involved with ushering. In conclusion, I would like to leave you with this Bible story from Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this." "Well," said the teacher, "Well said, teacher," the man replied, "you are right in saying that God is one, and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart and with all your understandings and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then, no one dared ask him any more questions.
About a year ago, the youth and I that went to pilgrimage went gleaning for our free time. At first, I really didn't want to go because I didn't know what gleaning was. But once I thought, as the day passed, I'd thought about it and decided, what the heck, it'll be fun. So that Saturday of pilgrimage was great, just like it always is. We had worship, praise, and testimonies. Then it came time for free time and lunch. So we went to lunch and ate, and then we were off on our gleaning expedition. The trip took about an hour, maybe an hour and a half. We got there, and all we could see was a house, a giant field of turnip greens, split in half by a dirt road. And on the road was the back of an 18-wheeler, and a group of people harvesting the turnip greens. After we got done gleaning, it was time to go back to pilgrimage. Gleaning is not the only service we have done in the community. Many of us have helped in one by one, teens helping teens, the senior computer class, yard work around the church, the angel tree, and we even attended a community-wide Thanksgiving service last Thanksgiving. Recently, the question of why should we care about the community service came up. I've thought about that question, and what I came up with is this. Just because we are teenagers doesn't mean we don't care about the community. That gives us more reason to care about the community. Because when we go off to college and beyond, we don't want to come back and see the church and the community gone downhill. We do this to help other people because we are lucky enough to have each other if we need help. Doing services in our community really opens your eyes to things you would not normally see. Sometimes you don't think you can make a difference in a person's life, and then you do, and you say, wow, I really helped somebody. For instance, the senior citizens computer class. The best part of that was seeing how happy my student was after they figured out how to do something on the computer. I was happy for her as she was for herself. So as I close, I would like to challenge you all to go out and help in the community as we do. Our church provides a lot of opportunities to help others in the community. You can participate in these opportunities and serve your community. Some ways you can participate in these programs are helping tutoring in one by one, joining the helping hands, donating to the emergency fund or the food pantry, taking an angel off the angel tree, or filling a box for Operation Christmas Child. Whatever you do, I challenge you to get involved.
There is one question that I have never heard answered in my years at church. One question that has plagued my generation and generations before it, and it comes from a famous cartoon. The question is simply this: is it rabbit season or duck season? Rabbit season or duck season? And the cartoon raises some interesting answers. It's actually mongoose season or baseball season. But the World Series is over, so is it baseball season? No. Well, since my experience in youth group, I have come to find out that it's actually God season all the time. Not duck season or rabbit season or even deer season. Apologies to all hunters in the congregation. My sermon today is about our youth involvement in the conference. And we have done a lot of events in the conference. You may wonder why I'm not wearing the same t-shirt and jeans as everyone else in the group. I'm wearing the same thing I wore to annual conference, this tag. We have been involved in annual conference and the conference in general for a long time now. We participated in Pilgrimage, which is the largest gathering of Methodists at the conference level in the entire general conference, Rally Day in March, Breakaway, and Annual Conference for Youth, where I'm a member of the Resolutions Committee, and I've attended Annual Conference in Global Vision, which is a trip to New York City as a seminar for issues that I've spoken to you about previously. All these events are sponsored by the conference, and we are active in these events because we love God, we love our neighbors, and we love the United Methodist Church, and that's why we do these events. However, the general question of why comes up, as it is in the bulletin. And the real response to why we serve is because we love God and because it is God's great commission. He tells us to go out and make disciples as it is in our t-shirts. That means to go out and show people we love God by our works and by our deeds. I'd like to read you James 2, 14 through 18, found in your pew Bible on page 981. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill, and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I by my works will show you my faith. We as a youth group, by our works in the church, in the community, in the conference, have showed our faith. For example, at ACS this past year, I was fortunate enough to pass a resolution which is going to give youth service fund money, monies raised by the youth for youth programs, to Zimbabwe Orphans Endeavor. which is a program from the conference which helps orphans in Zimbabwe get food, shelter, and education. We have a call to conference ministry for both the youth and the adults of this congregation. Tomorrow is November 1st, All Saints Day. Traditionally, this day is used to honor people who have helped you in your faith walk, either living or deceased. So I encourage you to expand on David's calling. Tomorrow and the rest of this week, do a good work for somebody out there. Take your faith out there. Expect nothing in return except to show the people you have your faith through your deeds. And do it in either honor or memory of this person who has helped you on your faith walk. Because you must remember, it is God's season. Let's go out and prove to the world that we know what season it truly is. Let us pray. Thank you, dear Lord, for this place of gathering, for all of us here today, for lifting up your holy name and lifting up your name through our works and our deeds. Please bless us to continue with these deeds, to take our powers and our glory to the least of these in your community, in your church, and in your conference, that we may showcase your blessings, and that you may continue to bless us, the people of your church, for now and forevermore. Amen.